Rappers, Blue Dog, Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I've got a subject of street photography here with my man, Matt Quamade of Norman Camera. How are you this morning, Matt?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Also, but street photography, you brought in a list for me. And hey, it's like winter here, or at least, you know, that time of the year.
Sure.
I mean, why would anybody want to be doing street photography in the winter?
Well, there's a lot of interesting subjects that you can find out, especially, you know, in the winter. Streets tend to look a lot different. They tend to have a lot less foliage, you know, and things like that. And also, too, there's a lot different look of the people who are out and about.
Yeah.
And street photography really is that, you know, capturing like the hustle and bustle of a city, if you will. You're really not talking about, you know, country living or anything like that. You're definitely, you know, in a downtown space, you know, photographing, you know, what's going on.
Sure. Well, I say that tongue in cheek because wintertime really is one of my favorite times to do photography. Not necessarily video.
Sure.
Because video takes a lot of setup in the cold and blah, blah, blah. But as far as photography, you can do some great landscape stuff and just some, you know, point and shoot and snap it in the winter.
Yep.
And, you know what Matt was saying a minute ago about, you know, you get some different looks and it's for me, those different looks are almost harder to get and harder to find because it takes a while. You really have to develop what you do in the wintertime to be able to see the beauty in it.
Yeah.
But once you are able to do so, your stuff starts to pop.
Yeah. Yeah. And because with street photography, it's all about being discreet because you are essentially, it sounds kind of creepy, but you're taking pictures a lot of times of people without them knowing that you're doing it.
Right.
But you're trying to capture them, you know, doing something like, you know, in the winter, like shoveling a sidewalk and how you can try and make that particular, you know, mundane task look interesting.
Yeah.
And also to, you know, what, you know, a shop front might look like in the winter with piles of snow and icicles versus what that exact same shop might look like, you know, in the summer.
Right. So, yeah. And a lot of times when you talk about street photography and you're talking about having to get shots without people knowing, obviously you can get a telephoto zoom and hide in the bushes and get pictures and whatever, which is kind of creepy. But one of the things that I always like to throw out as far as video, what I do, because I have to shoot a lot of stuff downtown South Haven and stuff. And if I'm looking into the camera and shooting a video, everybody starts waving their hands and they look the other way. They start ducking.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if I lock the camera down,
turn your tally,
get my
off.
Shot. Well, even the tally, like they don't even really.
Oh, really?
All right. Whatever that red thing is on there, they don't get that. But if I don't look in the camera like I'm looking at an image, they don't pay no attention. So I'll lock it down and look elsewhere. And and typically I will finally get, where they're not messing around with the camera. But as soon as I'm like shooting, people get stupid.
No, I agree. That's why like shooting, you know, photos for street photography is a lot harder because, you know, you're holding the camera up to your face and people always know that you're shooting. So a lot of manufacturers took a play out of the camcorder, you know, playbook and put a rotating LCD or a tilting LCD on the camera. So now they can actually, you can hold the camera at like waist level, you know, below your eye line, and you can be looking down into the camera and it's a lot less obvious that you might be taking a picture.
Yeah. And it's nice where you can flip those babies around if you're doing a selfie or,
vlogging,
you know, or taking a group picture that you want to be in.
Absolutely.
So, you know, street photography, what are some of those things that when people, I mean, cause I know you see a lot of people that do this, what are they looking for when they go out and take street photos?
The one guy that I've talked to a lot, he really likes to capture what he's called humanity, you know, different people interacting with one another and how, you know, the surroundings, whether that be a street or a business or a group of people, how everybody's interacting with one another without, you know, that, you know, without them being aware that there's a camera, because the dynamic changes quite a bit. When somebody knows they're getting their picture taken, they act different.
For sure.
And it's a lot different the way that they may smile, the way that they may, you know, the facial expressions.
They may get shy or they may get boisterous.
Exactly.
You know, I've been doing a lot of snowmobile video over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, guys are safe, having a good time. The minute the camera starts, they start jumping and trying to do a little bit more, get a little crazy.
Get a little bit crazier.
Yeah.
So that's what he likes to capture, you know, is people in real life, doing real life things. And again, how some of the most boring tasks that you have in your day-to-day life, their ability to actually capture that and make it look interesting and make it be something that you actually want to look at more.
So. And know this, ladies and gentlemen out there, no matter what you're doing, in the day and age of cameras on every phone, access to cameras at real cheap prices, you are almost always on camera no matter where you are.
And also, to keep in mind, if you're in a public place or in the view of a public sidewalk or street, is creepy as it sounds, again, if you're even in your own home in front of a window and you can see the sidewalk, somebody is legally allowed to take a picture of you if you're in view of that street. So keep that in mind. So if you're out on the street and you might see somebody with a camera and you don't want to be photographed, you're just going to probably have to make sure you move out of their way.
And go around. And, you know, at least in kindness to people like me who's a photographer and a videographer, don't put your hand over your face. Don't duck down.
Or just flash an obscene symbol.
Just move on. If you can. But no, I understand that. And cameras freak people out sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's why a lot of good street photography cameras are smaller. We've also found that a lot of street photographers tend to be Fuji shooters because Fuji has really designed a retro looking camera. And for some reason, when people see a retro camera, they assume film.
Yeah.
And when people assume film, they don't assume they're shooting photos or they're less intimidated by it for some reason. So, you know, there are things to think about.
For sure. And with phones on or with cameras on every phone, somebody may not be sending a text. They may actually be taking a picture of you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a difference in the way that people hold cameras or hold phones when they're shooting photos and when they're texting. Yeah. You know,
although if they're trying to take a picture of you that you're not, I mean, you just have to be aware. But if they, you know, they'll try to hold it in a different way to take a picture. I'm like, why are you taking a picture of me? But no, nobody does that to me. So where would someone go to find out more about street photography?
You can visit us on 28th Street in Grand Rapids or on West Edge in Kalamazoo. You can also find us online at normancamera.com or give us a call, 1-800-900-6676.
All right. Well, everything in here, if you want to be a street photographer, if you want to be a landscape photographer, Norman Camera has it all.
We do.
Give Matt a call to go get it. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.